item number 15, briefing collaborative wetlands restoration projects on the upper Texas Gulf Coast. Mr. Jim Sutton.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Jim Sutherland. I'm the project leader and manager for the Wildlife Division's wildlife management areas along the upper Texas coast. Get my buttons right here. The upper coast wetland ecosystem project includes wildlife management areas in Chambers, Jefferson, Orange counties in Wildlife Region 4. Highlighted here are the Murphree area and Lower Nation Wildlife Management area. I'm here today to present several successful wetland restoration projects on Department WMAs where funding is from a collaboration of grants, agreements, and partnerships. These projects represent a total area of over 585 acres of restored emergent marsh in Orange and Jefferson counties. Three of these wetland restoration projects are within units of the Lower Nation WMA. These are the Bessie Heights Marsh Terracing Project, the Tom Jackson Wetland Restoration Site within the Nova Stark Unit, and the Old River Wetland Restoration Site in the Old River Unit of the Lower Nature Wildlife Management Area. The fourth and largest wetland restoration site is in the Pintail Flats Wetland Restoration Site of the Salt Bayou Unit of the J.D. Murphree WMA. Depicted in these two aerial photos are an example of emergent marsh converted to open water in what is today the Nelda Stark Unit of the Lower Nation's WMA. On the left is a 1930 depiction of the Bessie Heights Marsh and the Bessie Heights Canal, and on the right is a 1993 picture of virtually the same area. Wetland loss is documented along the upper coast as a result of many contributing factors, including navigational, mineral, industrial development. The Nelda Stark Unit, the Bessie Heights Marsh Terracing Project on the left in 2002, about 90 acres, was completed in 2002. This project restored emergent marsh habitat and increased edge in former marsh to graded open water. And our partners included Natural Resource Damage Assessment Trustees, Coastal America, the Coastal Erosion Protection Act, and Parks and Wildlife. And then on the right, the 70-acre Tom Jackson Marsh Restoration Project was completed in 2003 using dredge material for maintenance dredge work for the Neches River Ship Channel. And our partners again included the NERDA Trustees, Galveston Corps of Engineers, the Jefferson County Navigation District, and Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Pictured here is the 2004 photo of those two projects together in the same Nelda Stark unit of the Lower Nation's WMA. It's the Bessie Heights Marsh Terracing Project in the background and the Tom Jackson Marsh site in the foreground. Here's a list of our partners in those two projects. 185-acre Old River Wetland Restoration Project will be completed in 2007. This project uses a combination of dredge materials, dredge material mined from a 1957 dredge disposal site, and terracing from within the Old River Unit of the Lower Nation's WMA. The project is a responsibility of Chevron USA as a result of the U.S. Department of Justice settlement negotiated with NERDA trustees. Other important partners include the Orange County Drainage District and Orange County. Work progresses as Old River. In the picture on the left is actual mining materials from an old dredge hill. And on the right is placement of those materials in the marsh in what is open water. You can see the new mound terrace now and terraces being placed on the left in this photo. And on the right, again, more of the mining of the dredge hill. A list of the partners in this project. And a map of the Salt Bayou Unit, the J.D. Murphree WMA, the site of the Pintail Flats project. On the left, a picture of Pintail Flats, the open waters from the Murphree area, prior to the project. And on the left, picture of 2006 and in the fall when the berms were being placed for the dredge placement for this project. The dredge material is being pumped in 2007 into the 240-acre Pintail Flats project. This material is pumped approximately 7 miles from the Golden Pass LNG terminal on the Sabine Neches Ship Channel. 530,000 cubic yards of material are deposited in Pintail Flats to restore marsh elevations in 240 acres of former emergent marsh habitat. An aerial view of Pintail Flats under high tidal conditions after dredge material placement in late August of 2007. Here are the collaborators from Pintail Flats. Give us lemons, we make lemonade. Thank you for this opportunity to make this presentation. You know, it's a lot more fun to do this from a boat, everybody riding around with you, than it is to get up and down the road. But I really appreciate the opportunity. The collaborative effort, it takes years to pull these projects off, and it takes a coordinated effort not only from folks in our division, but folks in coastal fisheries, inland fisheries, our contracting folks, our legal folks, our, you know, there's been somebody from everybody in this shop, including folks from Fish and Wildlife Service and General Land Office and EPA and TCEQ. And if we weren't all headed in the same direction one time or another, we would have compromised. We couldn't do these things. And I include you guys in that, and Mr. Cook, and it trickles down. And I appreciate the opportunity to do this. Thank you so much.
Jim, any questions for Jim? Jim's done a wonderful job, as you'll see, not only working with all the other agencies and all those local groups and, of course, TCEQ and everybody else coming up, but also bringing in the private sector and where there can be a natural tension also. And Jim's done a tremendous job of doing that up there. And I agree. We'd all like to be on that boat with you, I can assure you. In the last couple of days, we've been sitting on our rears. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for everything. Appreciate it.